So you've all probably had this problem before, right? You're just looking for things all the time. Your room is a complete mess, it's disorganized, and you can't really get stuff done. I kind of find myself in this problem a lot, because I do lots of things. I do lots of different things at once, and well, stuff piles up. And now I'm doing a lot of 3D printing, so 3D printer parts start piling up. And stuff doesn't work, so you have piles and piles of failed products just lying about, and it's really hard to organize, and I think it's messy, and then you lose things, and you spend most of your time looking for things instead of actually getting stuff done. That is a real hamper to that thing called productivity, as you're wasting your time, right? You're wasting your mental thoughts, like, where is everything? And I think there was a study about this, like how much time humans waste just looking for things. And it was a bit crazy. Like, you're always losing your phone, right? Like, your phone doesn't have a place to live, right? You're just always by your side, so you lose it so easily. Or like your headphones, the charger, stuff like that. And it's annoying. It's really annoying. So I took the plunge and decided, well, Enough's enough. Completely redesigned my room. What's basically, I went to Daiso and bought as many boxes as I could carry. And boxed everything up in nice labeled boxes. And now, it's a bit more, well, organized. It's still a lot of stuff, still a mess in some sense, but it's a mess in boxes. But the boxes can be organized to make it bigger. While making more, well, productive at least. And another thing I did was change my desk up. And so I got a really big desk in my room, but a standing desk as well, another one. And I kind of want to make a big space, a workspace to like do, well, do projects as I'm doing 3D printing, CNC mills, other woodworks I want to start doing, making stuff in plastic. I had a small table I used to eat food on as well, and that wasn't sufficient. It wasn't, well, stable. It's like, on its hinges, it's gonna fall off, fall apart soon. And it wasn't going too well. So I changed the whole thing up. Now I'm moving more of a standing desk setup, move the computer screen, get that out of the way, go to the nice stand, and well, bam! I've got a big desk now, and it's like, ooh. And it's gonna get messy. I can see it getting piled up with products and end-of-free parts, but now with things in boxes, it's much, much more organized. And why is this important? Because your environment, the environment you work in, is kind of a reflection of the self, right? If it's messy, covered in trash, you're like piling up trash, your thoughts and your, how you're gonna think is gonna be trash. You're not gonna get stuff done, because, well, you are where you live pretty much, and I believe that very much. Like, your environment reflects yourself. If your environment is, well, crap, you're not gonna get far. This is actually seen in human psychology. It's like people who are brought up in like harsh environments, not having good food choice, not having good education, not having good friends or good family around them, do not succeed in life. It's pretty harsh. The birth lottery is really, really cruel for quite a lot of people. But your everyday environment, you can control that. You can make it better. If your room is tidy and neat, that is your like sanctuary, your shrine. If you keep that in order, you can then start changing parts around you. I think that's the first step to getting stuff done and living a good life. What is basically about, make a good environment, make it better, maybe do a business, make an environment that's good business, and make a good environment and the world gets much, much nicer. Hopefully you think about that. If everyone just worked to be more, well, productive, and make good environments instead of, well, using other people to make money, we'd be much, much better world. Do you think so? If not, well, send me a comment and vote on Twitter. But another thing I think about doing is moving to more of a standing desk as well. I've been sitting down a lot. I'm still working from home, and well, I do running every day, but if you're sitting down for most of the day, well, you start to feel a slump, right? You get stuck. I find these mental blocks come when you're sitting down all day, right? You're working on one thing, it doesn't work, and you keep on working, 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 and then you end up getting like a headache because you can't solve the problem. I find it solved when you stand up, right? You stand up and you get away from the problem. I don't find that same when I'm working when I'm standing. You're not having this mental block where your body can't move. If you're standing and working, well, you're always moving, right? You've got one of those steppers, always moving about a bit. You're not standing still. That's sort of what kinetic energy is in a way. Kind of gets the mind moving a bit more. As remember, we're still like hunter-gatherers. The humans, like this civilization we have now, is very new. Human body is still, for the longest time, being a hunter-gatherer, always been moving, always been running about. And now, well, we get such a nice society we live in today, we get lazy and fat, and we sit down all the time, and then get fat, because we don't move, and we just eat, and don't move. So how can our brains operate properly if we're not moving around all the time, right? Like, when I think of these problems in society, I'm really feeling like, well, people don't really think about what humans really are. Like, they think there's some deep philosophical meaning, like, who am I? What is this? Blah, 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 blah. There's a deep meaning in happiness. I'm like, no, you are basically an ape what's really good at running on legs. That is about it. We're not even smarter than the dolphins or the whales, supposedly. They have bigger brains than us, and they're fish. You just gotta really think about it. Take it simple, right? What is a basic human? It's basically a monkey what walked around for a long time. And because it can walk around for a long time, well, it didn't really need lots of muscle. It can use its head to get around things. And it didn't really need a big jaw to bite things, because when it walked around, then it had this thing called hands. And these hands are great at making things. We can make knives and cut stuff. And we're like, oh, we don't need these big jaw muscle anymore. And then the brain got a lot bigger. And now we're basically a walking chimp with nice hands and a decent brain. And well, what does that need? A lot of walking. It's like, after a run, you feel so much better, right? After exercise, you feel so much better. Why? Because most people, they don't do that. They don't do the basic human sort of function. What is it? Run around. That's what we need to do, is run around. It's like, you have a nice environment, you have a healthy, well, lifestyle, but basically just run around. Like, do exercise. It's not hard. Just like, go outside, take a walk, run around the park. Instead of, well, walking to the shops or driving to the shops, run to the shops. Stuff like that. Fit more exercise in your life, and you will most likely live a happier life and achieve the things you want. If they're not too, well, outlandish. Take over the world. Nah, that's too much effort. Elon Musk is, well, doing that, and he's going mental. Ah, and that is going to end today's episode of the Jarvis Podcast in week 1,402. And what does next week lie? Well, more making stuff, I think. We've got 3D printers coming, always printing. We've got the CNC mill hopefully getting working. We're gonna make a little filament maker. I may be on NHK. Ooh, that'd be interesting. So anyway, minasan, saigoman, kitte kotta, hontou ni arigatou gozai mashita. Jaja ne. You've all probably had this problem before, right? You're just looking for things all the time. Your room is a complete mess, it's disorganized, and you can't really get stuff done. I kind of find myself in this problem a lot, because I do lots of things. I do lots of different things at once, and well, stuff piles up, and now I'm doing a lot of 3D printing, so 3D printer parts start piling up and stuff doesn't work. So you have piles and piles of failed products just lying about, and it's really hard to organize. And I think it's messy. And then you lose things. You spend most of your time looking for things instead of actually getting stuff done. That is a real hamper to that thing called productivity, as you're wasting your time, right? You're wasting your mental thoughts, like, where is everything? And I think there was a study about this, like how much time humans waste just looking for things. And it was a bit crazy, like, you're always losing your phone, right? Your phone doesn't have a place to live, right? You're just always by your side, so you lose it so easily. Unlike your headphones, the charger, stuff like that. And it's annoying. It's really annoying. So I took the plunge and decided, well, enough's enough. Completely redesigned my room. Well, it's basically, I went to Daiso and bought as many boxes as I could carry. And boxed everything up in nice labeled boxes. And now it's a bit more, well, organized. It's still a lot of stuff, still a mess in some sense, but it's a mess in boxes. But the boxes can be organized to make it bigger, while making more, well, productive at least. And another thing I did was change my desk up. And so I got a really big desk in my room with a standing desk as well, another one. And I kind of want to make a big space, a workspace to like do, well, do projects as I'm doing 3D printing, CNC mills, other woodworks I want to start doing, making stuff in plastic. I had a small table I used to eat food on as well, and that wasn't sufficient. It wasn't, well, stable. It's like, on its hinges, it's gonna fall apart soon. And it wasn't going too well. So I changed the whole thing up. Now I'm moving more of a standing desk setup. Move the computer screen, get that out of the way, go to the nice stand, and well, bam! I've got a big desk now, and it's like, ooh. And it's gonna get messy. I can see it getting piled up with products and end-of-free parts. But now with things in boxes, it's much, much more organized. And why is this important? Because your environment, the environment you work in, is kind of a reflection of the self, right? If it's messy, covered in trash, you're like piling up trash, your thoughts and your how you're gonna think is gonna be trash. You're not gonna get stuff done. Because, well, you are where you live pretty much, and I believe that very much. Like, your environment reflects yourself. If your environment is, well, crap, you're not gonna get far. This is actually seen in human psychology. It's like people who are brought up in like harsh environments, not having good food choice, not having good education, not having good friends or good family around them, do not succeed in life. It's pretty harsh. The birth lottery is really, really cruel for quite a lot of people. But your everyday environment, you can control that. You can make it better. If your room is tidy and neat, that is your like sanctuary, your shrine. If you keep that in order, you can then start changing parts around you. I think that's the first step to getting stuff done and living a good life. What is basically about, make a good environment, make it better, maybe do a business, make an environment that's good business, and make a good environment and the world gets much, much nicer. Hopefully you think about that. If everyone just worked to be more, well, productive and make good environments instead of, well, using other people to make money, we'd be much, much better world. Do you think so? If not, well, send me a comment and vote onto it. But another thing I think about doing is moving to more of a standing desk as well. I've been sitting down a lot. I'm still working from home, and well, I do running every day, but if you're sitting down for most of the day, well, you start to feel a slump, right? You get stuck. I find these mental blocks common and you're sitting down all day, right? You're working on one thing, it doesn't work, and you keep on working, 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 and then you end up getting like a headache because you can't solve the problem. I find it solved when you stand up, right? You stand up and you get away from the problem. I don't find that same when I'm working when I'm standing. You're not having this mental block where your body can't move. If you're standing and working, well, you're always moving, right? You've got one of those steppers, always moving about a bit. You're not standing still. That's sort of what kinetic energy is in a way. Kind of gets the mind moving a bit more. As remember, we're still like hunter-gatherers. The humans, like this civilization we have now, is very new. Human body is still, for the longest time, being a hunter-gatherer, always being moving, always being running about. And now, well, we get such a nice society we live in today, we get lazy and fat, and we sit down all the time, and then get fat, because we don't move, and we just eat, and don't move. So how can our brains operate properly if we're not moving around all the time, right? Like, when I think of these problems in society, I really feel like, well, people don't really think about what humans really are. Like, they think there's some deep philosophical meaning, like, who am I? What is this? Blah, 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 blah. There's a deep meaning in happiness. I'm like, no, you are basically an ape what's really good at running on legs. That is about it. We're not even smarter than the dolphins or the whales, supposedly. They have bigger brains than us, and they're fish. You just gotta really think about it. Take it simple, right? What is a basic human? It's basically a monkey who walked around for a long time. And because it can walk around for a long time, well, it didn't really need lots of muscle. It can use its head to get around things. And it didn't really need a big jaw to bite things, because when it walked around, then it had this thing called hands. And these hands are great at making things. We can make knives and cut stuff. And we're like, oh, we don't need these big jaw muscles anymore. And then the brain got a little bit bigger. And now we're basically a walking chimp with nice hands and a decent brain. And well, what does that need? A lot of walking. It's like, after a run you feel so much better, right? After exercise you feel so much better. Why? Because most people, they don't do that. They don't do the basic human sort of function. What is it? Run around. That's what we need to do, is run around. It's like, you have a nice environment, you have a healthy, well, lifestyle, but basically just run around. Like, do exercise, it's not hard. Just like, go outside, take a walk, run around the park. Instead of, well, walking to the shops or driving to the shops, run to the shops. Stuff like that. Fit more exercise in your life, and you will most likely live a happier life and achieve the things you want. If they're not too, well, outlandish. Take over the world. Nah. That's too much effort. Elon Musk is, well, doing that, and he's going mental. Ah. And that is going to end today's episode of the Jarvis Podcast in week 1,402. And what does next week lie? Well, more making stuff, I think. We've got 3D printers coming, always printing. We've got the CNC mill hopefully getting working. We're gonna make a little filament maker. I may be on NHK. Ooh, that'd be interesting. So anyway, minasan, saigo made kitte kata, hontou ni arigatou gozaimashita. Njiane.